Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Somebody lift your voice to Jesus and offer him praise. In your own language, offer him praise. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. God is good to us. His faithfulness, the Bible says they are new every day. Lord, we celebrate your faithfulness in our lives. We give you all the thanks and all the praise. All the glory be unto your holy name. Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'd like to welcome everyone, especially this afternoon, to this noon hour prayer. As we pray, God will answer us. And in the name of Jesus, everything we decree today, we shall see manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, we are going to be starting with the first intercession. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, keep every winner burning for you all throughout this prophetic season and for life. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2, I've heard thee, O Lord, and I was afraid. He said, O Lord, revive thy work. In the midst of the year, make known your wrath, remember mercy. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to declare, Lord, keep me burning. Keep the fire upon my life burning. In the name of Jesus, the altar of my fire will keep on burning. Keep us burning. In the name of Jesus, is it not this one or this man and this woman a brand pluck out of fire? Lord, keep us burning for you. In the name of Jesus, in our spiritual life, in our business, in our ministry, we shall keep burning for Jesus all throughout this prophetic season and for life. None of us shall go back. He said the fire shall continue to burn on the altar. It must not go out. The fire on your altar. In the name of Jesus, morning, afternoon, evening, and every time prayer, it shall not go out. In the name of Jesus, keep me burning. Keep me burning for you. In the name of, light up, light me up. In the name of Jesus, light everybody up by your power, by this fire of revival. Everybody's spirit shall be revived. In the name of Jesus Christ, our spirit shall be revived. We shall be transformed. We shall be translated. In the name of Jesus, let there be a change of story, change of level, spiritual level, change of spiritual command. In the name of Jesus, as we engage more and more in kingdom advancement prayer, use revival, spirit, souls, and our body. In the name of, we shall not be a burden to this generation. You shall not be a burden to anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, we're going to be praying. We're going to decree, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon every agent of the devil resisting the continuous growth of Digital Winner Chapel International New York. Let this effect be heavy there in all our services this Sunday, including our service, midweek service tomorrow. It said, for a danger of vengeance in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come. The year to redeem the church has come. Lift your voice to Jesus. I begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree your vengeance upon any agent of the devil, every agent of the resisting the growth of Winner Chapel New York. We decree from this day, agent of the devil, vengeance of the Lord be come upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will decree there shall be effects of church growth. There shall be effects of increase. There shall be effects of multiplication, of great multiplication upon your church. You will multiply your church. Say, I will build my church. The gate of earth shall not prevail against it. That shall be our story. In the name of Jesus, as the church multiply, your business and career will multiply. In the name of, none shall be at the same level. None shall remain at the same level. Your level will change in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice to Jesus. Celebrate him. And this coming Sunday service, we shall see another record-breaking attendance. Mammoth record-breaking attendance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for doing it. Jesus' name we pray. Next, we're going to be praying. We're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the hear of every or safe soul across all our harvest field continue to hear the compelling sound of Holy Ghost and be drafted into this church for their salvation and their turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Isaiah 5:26, I will lift up an ensign to all nations from afar and from the end of the earth. Behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. This coming Sunday, they shall come with speed. Lift the voice of Jesus and let's begin to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the ears of every unsafe soul in Hempstead, in Jamaica, Queens, in everywhere, in Brooklyn, Bronx, everywhere, all ears in New York, all the five boroughs in New York, Staten Island, everyone that is yet to be seen, begin to hear the voice. Let the voice of God go to them. Begin to manifest yourself to them. Barati Ketosia, they shall hear and they shall come. This coming Sunday, multitudes that we have never seen before, there shall be a record-breaking force of multitude as we go out again this Friday and Saturday to win soul for Jesus. Lord, the ear of every multitude we have never seen, they shall come. They shall be drafted into this church this coming Sunday for their salvation, and their change of story, their change of level shall be evident in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice to Jesus, celebrating, give him all the time, because the year of the redeemed is come. This multitude will come this coming Sunday, and they shall be saved to eternity. The altar of salvation will not be dry this coming Sunday, both in the first, second, and the third service. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, we are going to pray. And this time around, we are going to be lifting our voices to Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a garden of mercy to our breakthrough service this Sunday, into our marital breakthrough service this Sunday, and grant every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime in their marriage. Lift your voice to Jesus and say, begin to give him all the thanks, because that multitude shall come again this Sunday. Lord, you grant encounter to everyone, marital breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Both the singles and the married, we have an encounter of a lifetime. You will speak your mind to us. You will reveal yourself, Lord, all throughout this week. Begin to reveal yourself to all the servants of God that have been ministering this Sunday in the name of Jesus. Jesus, say, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You will grant us rest, marital rest, in a marriage in the name of Jesus. Marital rest. You have granted us wisdom and business and career. Now it's not time for marital rest, marital peace, marital bliss for every home. In the name of Jesus, fire this coming Sunday service, every home will experience peace, lasting peace, lasting rest. In the name of Jesus, all and peace, all and rest shall become the portion of every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice to Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus, because this coming Sunday, multitudes shall come and there shall be peace in our marriage. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We're going to be praying again. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break in pieces today by the power of Holy Ghost, and we paralyze any operation of principalities and power, witches and wizards, against the breakthrough of every man and woman in this church, including all our online worshippers. No matter the operation of the evil ones over anybody today, this hour, we break it right now. We paralyze those operations, whatsoever they are doing, to stop the lifting and breaking through and breaking forth of everyone in this house today. We decree, we paralyze it. He said, associate yourself, O ye people, you shall be broken in pieces. He said, take counsel, it shall not stand. Lift your voice to Jesus. Let's paralyze every activities of the principalities and power in this environment, in your environment, in your family. We paralyze it right now. Lift your voice to Jesus. Begin to paralyze every activities of principalities and power, witches and wizards, the strong God and the strong man in your family, in my family. We paralyze it now. No matter what they are planning, it shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ, we paralyze the activities of every witches and wizard, principalities and power against our breakthrough in this land, against your marital success, marital breakthrough, business breakthrough, career breakthrough. Whosoever that want to choke you, we choke them this hour. Whosoever is troubling you, we trouble them. God of liberation, angel of liberation, begin to choke them, begin to trouble them. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to say, I am rescued from every choke of the enemy. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Today, somebody is rescued. Finally, 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 you are rescued from every trouble of the enemy. Your life will not be troubled again. You will not be choked again. Any power that wants to choke you, my Father will choke them. Angel of liberation begin to choke them. I paralyze every activity against your breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Jesus mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, we're going to be praying. We're going to decree. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree, let the attendance of this church, Winner Chapel, New York, be minimum double the highest monthly average attendance before May 1st, 2021. What we're saying is, in the next 2-3 months, this church will double, minimum double. It's quantum leap we believe in God for. Father, Lord, do it. Let them be changed in the attendance. It's in 1,000 times. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11, it said, the Lord your God make you 1,000 times more. Lord, let there be 1,000 times increase in this church. Lift your voice to Jesus. You are praying for yourself because you are the church. There shall be 1,000 times increase in our attendance in the name of Jesus. 1,000 times increase. 1,000 times increase from this hour. Make it to say, as we go out, begin to give us hope. Take us to where souls are waiting. Take us to where souls are liberated. Take us to where souls shall be liberated. Soul will be saved and be liberated. Anointing for winning souls. Release it upon us afresh. Anointing for winning souls. Lord, release it upon us. Sorry. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, begin to impart it upon us for us to go out and win souls. We shall be restless until we begin to look out for somebody that needs salvation. In the name of Jesus, both in our family and the environment, lift the voice to Jesus. Because come before us, this church, Winner Chapel, New York, we experience supernatural breakthrough in attendance. And as the church multiply, your life will multiply minimum 1,000 times of wheresoever you may be now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, we are going to be praying. This time around, we are going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We invoke vengeance of the Holy Ghost upon every resistance of the devil against the salvation of soul across all our harvest this week. Let there be manifestation. We invoke vengeance of the Holy Ghost upon every resistance to salvation of soul. In all across our harvest this week, and let it be manifesting in our midweek service tomorrow. Everyone that is yet to be saved, Lord, save them in our services. Lord, we decree, let there be salvation of soul, both in our midweek service and Sunday service. He said, to all not own vengeance belong, show yourself. Lord, any soul that is yet to be saved, Maki Ketosa, whenever they attend the church, Father, you will save them. You will deliver them. You will rescue them from the power of darkness, from the kingdom of air. In the name of Jesus, we invoke vengeance of the Holy Ghost against any power resisting the salvation of soul in this church. Now, in the name of Jesus, we decree, let it be manifested in this coming Sunday midweek service and in our midweek service and our church service on Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I say again, we're going to decree. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we see every force of delaying the release of supernatural breakthrough. For every member of the church, let them be destroyed today. Any power that want to delay whatsoever that God has destined for you, you're more than a conqueror testimony. Your supernatural breakthrough, your breaking through and breaking forth on the right, on the left, that power is destroyed this hour. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to say, our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every force that want to delay in the release of my supernatural breakthrough, of my supernatural promotion, let every force that is delaying the fruitfulness of our member, let that force be destroyed. Let destroy it in the name of Jesus. Force waiting, destroy, waiting to destroy us, or force that want to delay every plan of God for our life. They shall not live to tell the story. We destroy your hope. We lose your hope right now. For in the name of Jesus, power that want to resist the breakthrough, the lifting, the supernatural breakthrough, supernatural conception, supernatural marriage, supernatural fruitfulness of any one of these people on this line and all our members at their working place, I release power resisting your progress. They shall be resisted. Power that want to delay you, power that want to delay the plan of God from coming to pass, Lord, we decree right now, Holy Ghost, remove them. We remove them on your path. We remove them on your path. Be thou removed. Every form of delay, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree they are removed on your path. In the name of Jesus, no more delay for you. You begin to receive instant healing, instant deliverance, instant conception in our hand. There shall be testimony of breakthroughs unlimited in our camp. Thank you, Father, for doing it. Jesus mighty name we pray. Somebody, you will not be delayed again. Because you cannot be delayed, you cannot be denied. When you are due, your own reward will come. In Jesus mighty name we pray. I'd like us to pray this prayer. Say, we need Father, in the name of Jesus, prepare the instruments of death for every reluctant agent of the devil seeking to destroy any member of this church. Every unrepentant agent of the devil that want to destroy us, Father, you will destroy them. In the book of Psalm 7, 12 and 13, if he turn not, he said he has wet his sword, he has bent his bow, and he has made it ready. He has also prepared for him an instrument of death, he ordained for his arrows against the persecutor. Anyone that persecutes you, they shall be persecuted. Lift your voice to Jesus. Say, may Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, prepare an instrument of death for any unrepentant agent that want to destroy my life. Any unrepentant agent that want to paralyze your plan for my life, that want to distract what you have for me in life. Any agent of the devil, Father, this hour you will destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Any unrepentant agent that says some of our members will not conceive, that they will not marry, I prepare instrument of death. Angel of liberation, begin to visit them in the name of Jesus. Angel of liberation, visit them in the name of Jesus, because everyone that is yet to conceive must conceive this year. Everyone that is yet to be married must be colorfully married. Everyone that's yet to be lifted must be lifted. I command the breakthroughs of God upon every member of the church right now. In the name of anywhere they are, right now, let there be breakthroughs. Let there be lifting. Let there be solution to all problems, all supplication. In the name of Jesus, whosoever, any unrepentant agent that says shall not come to pass, they will not live to tell the story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And next, and finally we pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we destroy any satanic oppression, any satanic oppression, tormenting any member of the church, all our new combatants, all our new members, all our every challenge member, Lord, any power tormenting them, afflicting their life with sickness and disease, that power come under the total of heaven. In the name of Jesus, he said in the book of Psalm chapter 10 verse 15, break down the arm of the wicked and the evil man. We break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. All the act of wickedness, we stop it right now. Over any member, every act of wickedness, over any of our member, we stop it this hour. Every act of wickedness, over any of our member, we stop it this hour. And we break the arm of the wicked. Right now, every arm of the wicked, we break it. Every arm of the wicked over your life, it is broken this hour. Every arm of the wicked over your life. He said, you shall break the arm of the wicked. Therefore, we break the arm of the wicked one, the arm of evil man all around you. I paralyze their oppression in the name of the against any of our members. They shall not succeed over them. We break the arm of the wicked in the name of Jesus over our life. Lift your hand to Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord. We give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, we strike the wicked and we deliver every winner. We strike at the wicked this hour. We deliver every winner from their hands. Anyone under government, you are free. Anyone under any form of affliction, you are free. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. We are in this Zion right now. Let there be massive deliverance from this house of God. I decree total deliverance upon Mount Zion. My Bible told me there shall be deliverance. Therefore, as I open the scripture and I decree over you, in the name of Jesus, everyone on this land, right now, according to the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 17, it said, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, the house of Jacob, the house of Timothy, mention your house, there shall be deliverance for your house. They mention your house, the area of family, you will experience deliverance. Every house of winners begin to experience deliverance in the name of Christ. I command right now, massive deliverance, massive deliverance. It said, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. It mentioned the house of Jacob, but I mentioned my house. My house began to possess your possession. I read your house will possess possession this week. This week, my possession will land. Your possession will land. Lift your voice to Jesus and say, my possession will land. My house will possess our possession. But no matter what is our possession in this land, we possess it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord. You have been delivered and you have been free in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the wickedness of the wicked will fall upon their head. But for you, you are free from any torment. And from today, you are free forever. If the Son of God has set you free, you have been free forever. So shall it be. Lord, we receive testimony of massive deliverance in our camp today. In the name of Jesus, we have decreed this week, you will break protocol for us in high places. Thank you, Father Lord. Lord, as we begin to suspend the natural law, we receive testimonies of breakthroughs in our camps. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.